ninth birthday, I got a shoe shine box and start selling paper around here to boys that age. That was the way, means of making a few dollars for the pocket change. Mm-hmm. So I got me a shoe shine box and sell paper two for a nickel. Buy two for a nickel, I sell it at one for a nickel. So that was 50-50 profit. And I got a shoe shine box and hang that around my neck. Sunday morning, I'll get up Sunday morning early, and some of my customers, well, my customers are different from the other boys' customers, because my customer would come out looking for me early in the morning. I would shine his shoe, and they would take a paper. And 10 o'clock, I'm in Sunday school. So you see my route, I work my route early. Mm-hmm. It was very convenient to me because the people around here, my customers, they work along with me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when I got 12 years old, I went in the blacksmith shop, started hanging around the blacksmith shop. I could have went in other shops, you know, like they had them around here, tinsmith or shoemaker, shoe repair. But the kids always asked me in school, when I talked to them, why did you take up the blacksmith and not other trade? So I would tell you the same thing I told them, that a lot of action was going on around the blacksmith shop, and that's what I loved. The spark was flying all over the shop, and the horse kicking up, and you got to put the twist on them and put them on the brake to put shoes on them, you know. So that's what I like around the blacksmith shop, and that's why I ran in the blacksmith shop. And get $1.50 a week after school. That was a lot of money back then, Hoover's time, you know. Mm-hmm.
So how old were you then when you started that?
I was about 13 years old when I started. When I went in the blacksmith shop as an apprentice. Now, I went there as an apprentice, and that was apprentice price, $1.50 a week. Mm-hmm. I stayed in there until I learned pretty good, and learned how to do things around the shop on my own. And then he paid me $4 a week. And I got that $4 until I got up. I was about 17 years old.
That's a big raise from $1.50, though.
Yeah, that's a big raise, especially back then, you know. 13, 14 years old boy, get $4 a week. That was a lot of money. And doing the thing that I love.
That's a hard work, isn't it? Don't you have to be strong to...
I thought it was hard until I stayed around there a while and I learned the short way. You know, everybody... I love the work, but I love it, you know. It was hard using a heavy sledgehammer, 16-pound sledgehammer. And we didn't have electric forge. You mash the button and here come the fire, but we had to turn it with our hand. We had the old bellows. But I stayed in there. We done, you know, I have seen, witnessed three changes in that same trade, you know. When I went to the shop, it's nothing was up. We see a car, a truck, once every 2-3 months. When a car come through the street, we run to the door and go, come on, look at a car, look at a truck. We just didn't see them that many. There wasn't that many around here, and only the rich people could afford it, you know. Mm-hmm. When you come through the street, but you see horses and wagons and carts and stuff continually, you know, coming down the street, doing commercial work. Some funeral homes had hearses.